Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
It's now time for a very sea shanty edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service and tell you which games to pass into your friends, which games to simply sail on by. I am your captain of this vessel, Corey, and I am joined by the map man himself, the fisherman, the skeleton killer, Basher.
Those first two were completely inaccurate and absolute tall tales, if you will. I was definitely the skeleton killer. Mr. Cannonball, if you will.
There you go, Mr. Cannonball. You definitely did a lot of fishing, though, recently.
Well, our regular fisherwoman was not able to play, so I had to take up the role.
That's true. Someone's got to pick up the fisher person role.
Right. I mean, without that, where would we be?
We did the thing. We went back to Sea of Thieves. As in every game nowadays is a game you're supposed to play forever. We jumped back in. We sailed back in to that thing. I got nothing. I was going to say we sailed back into that map, but that doesn't make any sense. Before we talk about Sea of Thieves again, why not leave us a rating on your favorite iTunes or podcast service? You can also now follow us on Instagram at Game Pass or Pass. You can also leave us a voicemail. You can do so many things that help us out. We want to hear from you. We want to. We want to know what you think. And honestly, it really helps us out. Gives us motivation. Gives us, like, yeah, we are doing a good thing. Our numbers, I see them. I know you people are listening. So why not do it? All right, that's enough begging. Let's talk about Sea of Thieves. It's developed by Rare. You might have heard about them. Makers of Battletoads, the OG. With the upcoming Everwild, which you still know nothing about. I wonder if that game will come out this year. Regularly priced at...
Doesn't matter.
$29.99. It's supposed to be a $60 game. It's only $30 right now. There's a 3D open world simulation, I guess. It's not really a simulator, but you play as a pirate. Available on PC, Xbox Series X and S, and Xbox One. There is crossplay. There is cloud saves. And there is DLC. There's a lot of DLC, actually. So they actually moved to a more season pass approach for this most recent season. So we'll talk about that as we're playing, but there is DLC. When it comes to Xbox One X, you'll get a 4K at 30 frames per second. Xbox Series S, you'll get 1080p at 60 frames a second. And Xbox Series X, you will get 4K at 60 frames a second. So this is a Microsoft game, so it supports all of the consoles, and it uses them mostly to their full potential. We'll talk a little bit about some of those enhancements later. So before we hop into this game, so if you're new to the show or newer, we actually did play this game last January because, you know, Sea of Thieves was a game that Microsoft pushed indefinitely, and it has gotten a ton and ton of support, but it was a game that a lot of people like myself just bounced off of when it first came out. So wanted to hop back in, and we hopped back in, and we enjoyed our time, but there was some fatal flaws. And the biggest one, which has been patched, which I'm sure we'll talk about, was one of the bigger updates they added was the Tall Tales, which is a very long 9-quest adventure, but some of those quests can be extremely long and there is no save points kind of thing. So, you know, they added checkpoints to that, but that really was our big thing, because the Tall Tales at that time were the thing. That was the reason to go back into that game. And while they had changed other things and added other cosmetics, etc., that was the big thing. So, of course, right after that episode, the first patch was the one that added the checkpoints. So we decided to give this game a second chance. We went against the rules. I don't know, are there any rules? And we decided to hop back in this one again for the Xbox Series X launch. So we've put a ton of time into this. We didn't want to just pick this up again for a week. We've done two-man crew. We've done three-man crews. We have done Tall Tales. We have done Gold Excursions. We have done Exploring. We have done it all. Sea of Thieves. Let's talk about it again.
Man. Well, we don't have to go over what this game is again, luckily. I mean, we've been here before. And I got to tell you, I'm happy to be gave another shot simply because it was one of those... It was one of those games, and we say this a lot in the show, especially recently. Like, it's one of the games you really wanted to like. And even if we did like it at the time, it was one of those things where we couldn't realistically say, like, pass it on to friends and play with each other. Because it just wasn't there yet. So with the added content and the change in game, and it's like changes in gameplay, I got to tell you, it definitely gave this a little more legs. The
game some sea legs.
Anyway, but it was definitely. Oh man, it's one of the cases. It's almost a great game. It's just so close to just being almost great because it's so many things that it does well, and it has that old school Rare, their Nintendo fun factor, where it's just fun to get online, sell the season with a couple of friends, and do almost nothing for a while, and that's where it starts to kind of go the other way. So when we play, we kind of do the Tall Tales for the most part.
Yeah, we have an itinerary of what we want to get done, but sometimes Sea of Thieves doesn't let that happen in a good way. Sometimes you will not get what you want done because there is so much that can happen in this game that will change your plans, I guess you could say.
Right, and that's kind of It's the good and the bad, you know, because it's like I'm very excited to do the next Tall Tale, the next major quest line. And I appreciate how they do it because they really build on the world and the idea that you have your journal and we get a quest for your first quest steps, even your next quest steps. You update your journal, and you have to see certain NPCs and talk to them. So your journal's constantly being updated with these clues and these riddles. And on paper, I love it. I absolutely love it.
Right. I want to step back just a little bit.
Yeah.
Because everything you're saying is right, but what Sea of Thieves is a game that is extremely hard to it's like a bubble, and you've got to get inside that bubble without popping it. And what happens is if you pop it, you don't want to play it anymore. But if you can manage to get into that bubble and not pop it, you're going to have a great time. Because getting to the Tall Tales and getting to the good content in this game, not easy. You either have to have a guide or you have to be doing a lot of exploring to figure it out, kind of thing. It's got the Destiny problem in that there is so much to do in this game, but sometimes finding it is impossible. You almost have to Google it, which is a huge, huge problem I have with this game. But once you do it, I struggle to say one of a kind. But I'm almost there. Like, I cannot think of another game that I have really had this much fun in. in this capacity. Like, there's been other games I've had plenty of fun in, but there's something about Sea of Thieves that just hits different. It's probably the setting. It's everything. It's the setting. It's the graphics. Which, okay, first off, bro.
Best word of all time, Steph.
Dude.
Still the best word of all time. Like,
game,
it's ridiculous.
Looks so good. Like, it is underappreciated how good this game looks. And I say that because every time we play it, like, when you're looking at this game for 3 or 4 hours, you're like, yeah, it's got an art style. It looks really good. It's very clean. The water is just... I think they spent the first 3 years of development on just the water. I think that's why this game came out with so little content, because they were just working on the freaking water. But when you play other games and then you come back to this game after like a week or so, man, this game pops. One of the best uses of HDR in the business. It is so freaking beautiful. Like, so good. I do not want to underutilize is not the word. Undersell.
So?
How great this game looks. Now, that being said, like I said, once finding that content can be difficult, but once you do, man, I'm in. I like this game a lot.
It's such a unfortunate problem that I have with the game, because it's one of those things where I always ask games to do this, to world build, to really kind of build upon what's happening in this environment, that you can make it a living, breathing environment, and it does that so well with these quests. And how, if you need to find a certain X marks the spot, it's not going to say go to Plunder Island and dig here. Like, no, it's going to have a picture of something pointing to this thing with this riddle attached, and it's like you really got to figure it out. And when you do, it is such a great eureka moment. Like, yeah. it's almost unbeatable, but. But on the flip side, when you can't figure it out,
right,
it's like,
it's maddening
in the worst way.
Right. Like, it's very frustrating. Very frustrating.
So it's so, I feel bad because I feel like I'm putting Sea of Thieves in a darn if you do, darn if you don't kind of boat. And I don't mean to do that. It's just so hard to, like, because especially when you're cruising, when you're like, all right, we got this island, this clue points to this island, we nailed it, found the treasure. What's the next clue? All right, it's probably this island over here. Got it, nailed it, done. When you get to like the third or fourth one, it's like, I don't know what this is. We've been digging for 30, 45 minutes.
Right.
Like what are we doing here?
Yeah, it's tough because there is no. Like, it is truly a open world game. Like, they do not, there is no tutorial. Like, that's not true. There's a very brief tutorial, but it doesn't even take place in the world. Like, it's like a 10 minute, like, this is what you're going to be doing in this game. But when you are in the game, there is not a single thing holding your hand. So if you are reading this clue and you think you figured it out, but you're dead wrong, there is nothing to tell you that you're wrong. Like, you have to sort of take it upon yourself to be like, okay, like, am I just stupid? And like, am I in the wrong spot? Or, am like, what's happening here? Like, why am I not figuring this out? And that's a lot to ask of a player. But where I think it excels is just that I don't think you can play Sea of Thieves alone. Like, you could. Like, if you really wanted to, you could. Like, if you wanted to just sort of, you know, do some quests because you're bored, like, you could. But It is truly a game where you have to play with somebody. And that might be like a dub moment, but, like, you know, I could play Destiny 2 by myself all day long. Like, I usually play Destiny by myself. So this is not an instance where you can sort of get it done by yourself. It is truly a team-based game. And if, yeah, and it's, yeah. Where am I going with that?
You're going places, man. You're going far.
Going far. Yeah, so to say, damned if you do, damned if you don't, is a great way to say it. But where I think that's okay, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Like in normal circumstances, I'd be like, no, that's stupid. But for whatever reason, I think it works in Sea of Thieves.
It definitely does. Like, when it works, it works. Like, it's almost unbeatable. When it doesn't, though, we shouldn't, like, for me, like, this game is so, it's so engrossing that when we have to Google the answer, it just throws me all the way out. And it sucks when it does that because it's so good, usually. And that's really my biggest issue with the game is when something gets so convoluted that it just takes you out of the gameplay experience. When you're inside the gameplay experience, you really don't want to leave. And now there are things to do. It makes it even better.
But my rebuttal to that would be is like, we didn't really have to Google it, did we? Like, yeah, like there was a couple instances that we did because, so again, our biggest issue last time was with the tall tales and the lack of checkpoints. And we sort of, the most recent time we hopped back in and we had actually sort of completed the first portion of the quest, which I don't remember doing. And we had the second allegedly we did it. So we were on part two of like three of this quest, and we didn't know that. So we were sitting here and looking at these clues and we're going to these spots and it's just like, why aren't we finding anything? Because we had already found it, kind of thing. Is that on the game?
On the game. That's 100% on the game. 100%.
I mean, we had this other item in our inventory, and we just, I saw it, but I didn't ask any questions. Like,
I mean, it is definitely on the game because it turned out it was glitched, right?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, that's right. Because we
thought it was right, but it wasn't. And yeah, I don't. It's tough. But it. For some odd reason, and I'm sure this is the argument that people that play like Ark and EVE Online, you know, stuff like that is just so sort of convoluted have this argument. It's just like, once you're in it, you get it. But there's just something about Sea of Thieves, and maybe it's because of the simplicity of it. Like, at the end of the day, really what you're doing is you are just sailing around digging and fighting skeletons. If you want to boil this down to the most basic aspects of what this game is. And because of that, anyone can sort of do that. And even if you haven't played Sea of Thieves a lot, you can have one person that's just like, hey, like, I want you to work the sails for me. Like, follow the wind pattern. I'm going to steer the boat. You follow the wind. Or go fishing for a while. You know, there's so much that you can just do from the moment to moment. And it's very easy to pick up and play. The problem is that you do have to have someone that sort of can guide you along. I wish we could have the experience of a new player coming in right now. But we can't, kind of thing. So it's hard to sort of gauge that. But I would say that
we got one, our friend Less Sexy Corey.
Right. But she was able to sort of use us. Like, we guided her.
Oh, you know, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, I want someone who has no idea about this game. And that's where I would struggle to say, like, yeah, you should definitely, like, check this out. Because could you even find a tall tale if you didn't know to look for them? I think you could probably, if you go exploring enough in your menus and there's a whole freaking, you know, tab that's like tall tales, you could probably figure it out. But again, when you were in this game, there is zero, absolutely zero guidance at all. And so I feel like I'm bouncing all over the place. What am I trying to say?
That's the second time, man. You're getting old over there already.
I have so much that I want to say, I guess, that I'm struggling to, like, just get it all out. This game, I think this is a must-play video game in general. I've come around completely on this game in that I think this is a must-play. This is some of the most fun I've had in any game. And it's because of that randomness. Like, I don't want to go into like spoilers and stuff, but it's not really spoilers, but it's just sometimes the moment to moment of this game can just be so random in a good way that you get completely sidetracked from what you're doing but you're always doing something. And it can be frustrating when you know, you run into like a group of people that are just being jerks, but it's also extremely encouraging is not the word. It's, you know, we ran into other crews and they were just hanging out, you know, just having a good time. And they were just like, please don't steal our stuff. And we're like, look, man, get it. And so what did I do? I went and stole the stuff. Like, there's so many moments of that. Like, you can just, you are just living in this world and it's so much fun to just do it. And I think the tall tales are a great way to, if you're the type of gamer like I am most of the time, I am usually that person that's like, look, man, I need you to hold my hand a little bit. I need you to guide me through something. The tall tales are there for you. And they're great. Like, they are absolutely great. I mean, they're not all home runs, but they all are, have a clear throughput from start to finish. And they even have multiple paths. Like, the second one we did, which was extremely, we basically like went underwater and found like a whole, like a very like 20 to 30 minute puzzle of just almost like a raid of doing these things together and going through. And we only did one of the three possibilities kind of thing. So there's a lot of content there, and it's just, you know, I want to keep playing this game because I want to discover what other things are going there that are in there that I don't know about. Like, even though I've kept up with this game, I'm sure there's stuff that I don't know about.
Oh yeah, there's tons. I feel there's tons of stuff in this game. And there's something to be said about just how the random moments make this game. I mean, like you'll have some of the more funniest, just incredible moments just with the random stuff in this game. I mean, I was not there to see it because you guys put me in jail. And
you left us.
I had to take a quick shower. I was running late. You put me in jail. And then turns out while I was in jail, the Kraken showed up.
Yeah, the Kraken showed up. Yeah, it was an extremely awkward moment for me. Because you left and the third person in our crew, like, we are acquainted, but we are by no means friend, well, you know, like, we are cordial with each other.
We have the same name.
That is right. And I'm not saying like it was the first time her and I had ever just played a game together alone. So there's just like a weird awkwardness, and we're sort of talking, and then all of a sudden, like, we're sailing, and we had a moment where we shared, like, let's put Basher in jail. So we put you in jail. And as soon as we do that, I'm sailing the boat, and all of a sudden the waters just go dark. And then the boat stops moving, and I'm like, "Oh God, what's happening?" Like, next thing I know,
I would have blamed her immediately.
Exactly, like that. There's a lot of those moments. Like, you're gonna get a lot of those moments of just like, "Yeah, man, I was sailing around, and we fought these skeletons, and this skeleton just was kicking our butt, and it was extremely frustrating." And then on the way back to the boat, I got eaten by a giant shark. Like, that wasn't great, but you make stories. You go on adventures, and I think that is rare, right? Like, that is literally and figuratively, that is rare to get that in a game. But as well as, that's what Rare is trying to accomplish, the developer. They want you to have an experience with the game, and it's frustrating that it took them this long to get there, but I think they got there. I think they got the game 90% to where they want it to be, and they stuck with it, which I don't want to reward them for that, because I feel like, you know, you should have a lot of that. This game should have launched with the Tall Tales, at least. At the bare minimum, it should have launched with that. This game launched in a state that it just wasn't done. And I still think a lot of that side stuff, you know, like your basic voyages and quests that you go on, they're not that different. But it's the adventures that you go on the way to those things that where the game really shines. And they've done a good job of really mixing that up, kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. If there's one thing I would like to see is that all of the quests get sort of a more interesting buff to them, where you're not just finding because if you're not doing a tall tale, I feel like you're just kind of grinding around the sea.
For sure.
And
it's cosmetics. That's what you're going for, like,
right? And it's purely cosmetics, and that would be, You know, and that's fine. I don't mind it for the most part. But then it's like, you need 100,000 gold for a sale, and
yeah, the economy is a little lopsided.
Like it's super. Like you only get like 300 bucks for a chest, and it's like it wants you to do a lot of work for a little reward. But that's when I guess the age old idiom of it's not the destination, it's the journey comes in, because
correct,
it's about what happens on the way to and fro that getting that treasure chest that's really interesting. So yeah, man, like this game made a really good turnaround, and I am impressed by how much fun I'm having with it.
Yeah, the last time we talked about the game, like we wanted to like it more, and we really enjoyed the Tall Tales, but we hit that wall of just, which, by the way, we didn't even end up like doing the same quest. Like, I'm assuming the quest that we got stuck on last time, it can go one of two ways, or maybe multiple ways, but like we didn't even end up doing the same thing. Like we basically ran into a quest where we had to take out this little boat, but it was just like, it was rocking us. Like it would hit us like once or twice and we couldn't catch up to it. It was too fast. And so we did that for like 2 hours. And then when we turned off the game and we went back to it, and that's when we discovered there wasn't checkpoints. And it's just like, whoa, wait a minute. Like that was such an off-putting moment. And sometimes you're going to get frustrated with this game because you're going to be on a big quest and maybe you run into a bunch of idiots that are, I shouldn't call them idiots, because I mean, that's not fair. You're going to run into a bunch of players that are just going to troll you. And we didn't run into that often, once or twice, you know, we ran into it. They stole our loot and went from there. But at the same time, you know, like we had the instance where you were basically distracting the two other dudes and they didn't know I was on the island, and I went and stole all their stuff. And the best part was, is I sold it right in front of them, and they had no idea. They had no idea that I was selling their stuff. Like, so some of those moments are going to be frustrating, and you're going to want to turn off the game and come back to it. And, you know, I don't want to turn off the game and feel like when I come back to it, like I've lost progress. And I think that's where they've sort of remedied my biggest issues with it. And there's still issues with this game. Like you said, like there's the thing that still drives me nuts is this is a first person game, and a lot of the cosmetics are stuff you can't see. Like,
yeah,
like, what are you doing, guys? Like, what are you, like, obviously I can see the stuff on the ships. I can see the weapon. I can see my lantern. Like but I can't see my hat. I can't see my boots. I can't see my coat. You know, that's weird, right? Why are the pets so expensive? You know, throw me a pet, like, you know, something. There's a lot of little things like that. The Series X version, not perfect. There's quite a bit of screen tearing it. So there's still just a lot of little things that were there. But my biggest hang up with it was that when I felt like I turned it off after a moment of unclarity of and frustration of whether it was we couldn't finish this quest, whether we were getting trolled, I felt like I lost significant progress. For whatever reason, I don't feel that anymore. Is it just the checkpoints? I'm sure it's more than that. I'm sure it's the battle pass that they have. Like, I feel like I'm always at least getting something for my time. And as I get older and more cranky, respecting my time is something that I extremely value, or value extremely high. So that's, yeah, that's my turnaround on the game.
Yeah. I mean, it's part of mine too. You know, it's the fact that, I mean, like, it's still some of that there for me, just because every time you boot the game back up, you wake up in the bar, and you're not starting from scratch per se, but it's not. If you have a bunch of treasure in your boat, you have to sell it before you shut the game off, because it's not going to keep any of that stuff. So it's like little things here and there, but for the most part, it's just a really great turnaround.
Yeah, for sure. So we did the thing, and it's going to be interesting, because I wanted to go back and listen to our episode before we recorded this, but then I didn't want to, like, what's the word? I wanted to go in this with a fresh mind, and I didn't want to basically listen to myself and you talk and then try to do like a direct comparison. Because I wanted to sort of come with it like, no, this is the experience I had this time. So it'd be interesting to just go back and listen to that episode, listen to this episode and just how far this game has come. So what's kind of a bummer is it seems like they're not done making content for it, but they were doing like big expansions. And they did like 4 or 5 of them. And they added major things to this world, but it seems like now they're more on like a cosmetic front. There's still going to be events and stuff, but maybe it seems like they might be kind of winding this one down. So, but what's crazy to think about is like this game is it's pretty old now. Like it's like a 2017 game, I think. So we're going on 4 years, which is crazy to think about, and it's quite a turnaround. Again, a lot of this game should have been there when it came out, and I'm not trying to forgive them for that. I'm not saying like they are it's excused. But no, it's definitely in a world where games are changing and everything is sort of it's the long haul. You know, most games sometimes you might want to wait 2 years, or maybe you do want to be in there day one because you're into it and you want to see how the game grows kind of thing. So. But yeah, there you go. Sea of Thieves. I think we can agree. You should play it. You should definitely, definitely play Sea of Thieves in the year 2021.
Yeah, now you should play it.
For sure. So, I'm extremely pleased that I can genuinely say that you should play Sea of Thieves because it was a game that, as I've been playing Rare games since I was a kid, and Rare's not for everyone. Like it's really not. Like they're a very specific style developer, and even after all this time and after developers have left. These are the same people that made the original Killer Instinct, and while they didn't make the reboot, but the DNA was still there. The DNA of Rare is extremely rare, and I'm glad that it took them some time, but they got the game that Rare wanted to make out, and that's as a fan, it's cool to see that. So, and it pained me last time. It just pained me that it was just. Like, man, I can see what you guys are doing because I'm a fan, but it's just I can't recommend it. But now I genuinely can, and I think that's great. So,
Agreed.
There you go. When it comes to Sea of Thieves, play that video game. Play it now. Why even listen to this? Play it. Well, before you go play it, why don't you leave us a review on iTunes? Maybe you love Sea of Thieves. Maybe you think we're dumb for saying we like Sea of Thieves again. Whatever you want. Leave us a comment. Leave us a review. gpopfans@gmail.com. That is gpopfans@gmail.com. I can't bring up. There it is. You can also leave us a voicemail on Anchor, or you can give us a call at 574-651-9256. You can leave us a voicemail. It's all you got to do. Leave us a voicemail. We'll read it. We'll talk about it. We want to know what you got to say. But all right, when it comes to the next episode, I will be honest, we don't have one yet. So we're playing some games. We don't know what the future holds quite yet. And like I said, I want to stop promising we're going to play games because life happens and, sometimes schedules get mixed up. So whatever the next game is, it'll come out. We're going to play it and we're going to talk about it. That's what we do. We play Game Pass games on this podcast. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with a game.
Good day, sirs.
I'm not wrong.
A game will be there for sure.